Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an old-school D&B Riot Groove with bassline automation in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the drop feel alive, not looped. We're working in that sweet spot where bassline theory meets arrangement. You're not just writing notes here. You're controlling tension, release, density, and movement across 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. That's the difference between a loop that just plays and a drop that actually breathes with the drums. This style matters, because jungle and old-school D&B are all about motion and side repetition. The drums can be hectic, the bass can be relatively simple, but the way you phrase it, automate it, and open it up over time is what makes it hit. If the bass line stays static, the track can flatten out fast. But once you add a ride groove and some controlled automation, the whole thing starts pushing forward with real intent. So let's build it the right way. Start with the drums. Get your core break, kick, and snare pocket working first. Then add one ride layer on its own track in Ableton, so you can treat it as a separate rhythm voice. Keep the ride short, sharp, and useful. You want that mid-range tick, not a washy cymbal bed that smears the groove. A good starting point is sparse offbeat movement, or a light 1/8 or 1/16 based pattern with gaps around the snare. Don't just fill space because space is available. In old-school D&B, the ride often works best as forward motion, not constant brightness. What to listen for here? The ride should make the groove feel more urgent, not just more shiny. If the snare starts losing punch, the ride is probably too long, too bright, or too continuous. Keep it tight. Now build the bass line like a phrase, not a riff that just loops forever. This is a big one. Old school D&B bass lines often work because they answer the drums in little musical sentences. Start with a 2-bar idea. Maybe hold the root note early, then jab a syncopated note later in the bar, and answer it with a lower or neighboring note in the 2nd bar. Then repeat that idea across 8 bars with small changes. Keep the sub mostly monophonic. Don't make the low end busy. Below around 100 Hz, simplicity is your friend. If the break is doing a lot already, the bass line has to leave room and stay disciplined. In Ableton's MIDI editor, try tightening the note starts so the bass sits just behind the transient if the groove feels too stiff. Sometimes the difference between stiff and heavy is just a few milliseconds. Not sloppy, just pocketed. The groove should lean, not drag. Now split the bass into 2 jobs. This is where things start sounding proper. One layer is your sub. The other is your mid bass or reese layer. The sub gives you stable low end weight. The mid layer gives you grit, motion, and personality. For the sub, keep it clean. Operator or wavetable with a sine or near sine is perfect. Use EQA to trim away anything unnecessary above the low bass area, and use utility to keep it fully mono. If you need a little audibility on smaller speakers, add a tiny bit of saturation. But be careful. The sub should still feel like the anchor, not the character. For the mid layer, go for a detuned saw, restyle patch, or something with a bit of bite. This is the part you'll shape with automation. Let the sub stay stubborn and stable. Let the mid layer carry the attitude. That contrast is a huge part of why old school bass feels so heavy. Shape the envelope so the groove has attack, without losing weight. A short attack, controlled decay, low to moderate sustain, and a release that doesn't smear into the next note will usually get you there. A mid bass with too much sustain turns into fog. Too short, and the line loses musicality. You want it to step forward with the drums. What to listen for? The bass should feel like it's stepping with a break, not floating above it. If every note feels flat and identical, the envelope is too even. If the bass feels disconnected from the pocket, lengthen the decay a touch or nudge the timing slightly. Now here's where the real lesson lies. Automation. Put an auto filter on the mid-bass layer and automate the cutoff over the phrase. This is how you make an 8-bar loop actually tell a story. A strong old-school move is to start filter darker, then gradually open the top end as the phrase develops. For example, bars 1 to 2 can stay low and murky, bars 3 to 4 can open slightly, bars 5 to 6 can bring more bite, and bars 7 to 8 can either open fully for payoff or close down for a fake out into the next section. You do not need extreme movements. Often a sweep from low-mid territory up into a brighter range on the mid layer is enough. A touch of resonance can help, but keep it controlled. Too much resonance and the bass starts acting like a lead synth, which is not the vibe unless you really mean it. Why this works in D&B is because the drums and ride provide continuous rhythmic motion, while the filter automation gives you phrase-level energy. The listener hears progression, even when the note pattern barely changes. That is how you keep a loop hypnotic without making it static. At this point, you can choose the character direction. If you want gritty Reese tension, lean subtler on the distortion and let the filter movement do more of the work. If you want clipped rave aggression, push the drive harder and keep the low pass range tighter so the bass spits more forcefully. Both are valid. The question is whether you want pressure and murk, or sharper upfront impact. A simple Ableton chain for the mid layer might be auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and utility. Keep an eye on the low mid zone around 200 to 400 Hz. That area can get cloudy fast, especially once the ride is going and the snare needs room. If the bass is crowding the snare, carve a little there before you keep adding more gain or more width. Now automate distortion as well, not just filter. This is how you make the second half of the phrase feel more dangerous. Raise the drive slightly in the later bars, then pull it back at the turnaround. Don't overdo it. You want intensity, not constant punishment. If the bass already feels like it's talking to the drums, that's a good sign. If the kick disappears or the groove gets fatiguing, back the drive off and let the filter or EQ do more of the work. What to listen for here? As the drive rises, the bass should cut through more clearly, but the snare should still land cleanly. If the snare starts losing authority, you've probably pushed the mids too hard or let the note tails get too long. Once the phrase feels good, print it or consolidate it. This is a really useful move in Ableton Live 12. Resampling or freezing the mid layer lets you work with audio instead of endlessly adjusting a lev patch. Then you can trim note tails, clip starts for a more percussive old-school feel, or even create tiny negative space moments before a section change. That's arrangement thinking, not just sound design. And always check the groove in context. Solo can lie to you. A bass line can sound huge on its own and still fight the snare or mask the ride once the full drum pocket is playing. So bring everything back together. Kick, snare, break, ride, sub, and mid-bass. What to listen for in context. The snare still needs to punch through. The ride should add urgency without making the top end harsh or fizzy. The sub should stay stable even when the mid layer opens up. If the track starts feeling like three separate parts fighting, the arrangement isn't locked yet. If it feels like one machine, you're close. Now let's talk arrangement. A strong old school DNB phrase usually needs a clear sense of progression across 16 bars. Think of the first four bars as the pocket being established. Bars 5 to 8 can open the filter or increase the drive. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in a fuller ride or a second drum layer. Bars 13 to 16 can peak or pull back into a fake out before the next section. That turnaround matters. Even a tiny negative space moment, like dropping the ride for half a bar or removing one bass hit before the loop resets, can make the next downbeat feel much bigger. Don't underestimate subtraction. In this style, removing something at the right moment often hits harder than adding another layer. A quick coaching note here: treat the bass line and the ride as one system. The ride exposes the phrasing of the bass. If the bass feels flat when the ride comes in, the issue is usually note length or phrasing, not the ride itself. Also, build your first pass at a lower listening level. If the groove still feels urgent quietly, you've built real movement. If it only works loud, it's probably relying too much on brightness instead of rhythm. And use the snare as your truth test. If the bass automation sounds exciting in solo but the snare loses authority in the full mix, the arrangement isn't done yet. The snare should feel like it's punching through a gap, not fighting a cloud. Try to keep one element stable and one element emotionally unstable. That's a powerful old-school move. Let the sub stay rock solid while the mid layer filters, distorts, and moves. That contrast is a big part of what gives jungle and DNB its weight and menace. If you want a darker, heavier result, automate darkness as well as brightness. Closing the filter, narrowing the stereo image, or reducing drive at the right moments can feel heavier than simply opening everything up. Sometimes menace comes from restraint. And if the groove starts feeling too clever, simplify it. Seriously, in this style, a strong rhythm with controlled tone will beat a busy riff every time. If the bass line is trying to do too much, it will step on the drum pocket and kill the dancefloor function. So here's the core idea to keep in mind. The bass line is not just a set of notes. It's phrasing, tension, and motion. The ride helps reveal that motion. Automation turns that motion into a story across bars. Keep the sub steady, give the mid layer controlled attitude, and let the arrangement breathe. For your practice, build an 8-bar old-school DNB drop in Ableton using only stock devices, with a mono sub, a mid layer, one automation lane on the mid, and one clear turnaround. Then, if that works, stretch it into a 16-bar variation where the second half feels more dangerous without losing the identity of the first. Make sure the snare still punches through, The ride supports the groove, and Mono still feels solid. That's the move. Tight, rude, and Dansifloor functional. Build the pocket first. Automate the phrase, and let the bass line breathe with the drums. If you can get that balance right, you're not just making a loop, you're making a proper old-school DNB ride. Now go open Ableton Live 12 and build the 8-bar version first. Once that lands, push it into the 16-bar challenge and make the second half evolve with intention.